Hi, you guys. Welcome back. This is Richard Sachs, and this is Lost Arts Radio Live. We are actually live, and it's nice to see you again. How are you holding up in the middle of the, I guess they call it the regular real world on the outside, you know, the insane asylum that we're supposed to think is normal, in the middle of the complete insanity? And it's definitely challenging. We've been doing a lot of communication during the week with people who are wondering, you know, how can we feel okay with all the people that are close to us that are actually falling for the insanity? And we're getting indications from some of the major platforms that we're on that if we say too much of what's really happening, we may disappear, at least starting with our groups on the major platforms that I don't really want to mention right now and call their attention to it too much. But stay in touch with us, okay, on LostArtsRadio.com. That's really the best place, as Doug was confirming for me this morning, that shows what platforms we're currently on, when the shows are, where the archives are, where the live shows are. Hopefully we'll you know, stay available on the major platforms for a while because it's useful, but everybody who's on it, you know, and able to see us through what you're used to. And I'm trying not to name them, but you know what I'm talking about. Main ones, especially two or three main ones. Don't forget to get in touch with LostArtsRadio.com and subscribe to Brighteon.com, Lost Arts Radio channel there, and any of the others that have started more recently. And don't censor. That way, if you don't find us, you won't say, you know, well, too bad I didn't connect on the other places and I have no idea where they are, so they're gone. So I'm just trying to give you advance notice so that you won't be shocked by that and you're ready to switch over. What I wanted to talk to you about for the few minutes that we've got today is a concept called the White Hats. It's people that I guess for the last 15 or 20 years I've been hearing about, called the White Hats. That means the good guys. You know what I'm talking about. There are several major groups that have been talking about that for decades now. And the theme is they are, I guess, different versions of the same story. But the basic idea is that these are the real good guys, kind of like Marvel comic book heroes in real life. And the ones, you know, the kind of heroes that save the world, that kind of hero. And they're wise and strong and totally confident. They know everything about what's going on and the meaning behind all the events that are happening. They know what the corporate media really is. And they know all the crimes that we're in the middle of right now that are being perpetrated all around us, that are going on in all levels of government and corporations all over the world. Certainly in America, but not just America, really almost every country that I know of. You know, there are some countries like in Eastern Europe that have some of the understanding of what's going on, and they have some kind of signs of sanity. I talked to someone in Eastern Europe recently, and he said, yeah, some of them are resisting certain kinds of tyranny, but they're completely falling for other ones. Maybe they don't have as much censorship, but they're totally into the pandemic or, you know, something like that. They're shutting down businesses for your own safety. They're under the control of central banks. The usual stuff is, I don't know of any country in the world right now that has escaped the insanity completely. And so they're all kind of complicit in different ways. Some are well-meaning and they have some good people in their government, but I want to find somebody, you know, that's running a country or high up in the government that really has a more complete picture that's realistic, and haven't been able to do that so far. So we're still listening, still looking. And anyway, the White Hats that these guys talk about are supposed to be the real heroes, like Batman that saved Gotham City, and or somebody to save a country, or I don't know, maybe a galaxy, like Luke Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi and their friends saving the whatever galaxy far, far away that was in one of the original Star Wars, not the current interesting other Star Wars versions, but the original ones that were really symbolic and good. These white hats, what we're told is they have pure motives, total courage, but they also have huge resources, like a lot of money, gold. And for more than 20 years, I've been hearing about these huge gold reserves that these groups have hidden. Most of the ones I heard about, at least in the early years, were hidden in the Far East somewhere, just waiting for the right time to pay for all kinds of healing for the whole world. And some secret society that was in charge of it never met any of those guys, and they never came out. And by guys, you know, I'm talking generic guys. It could be women, they could be men. I don't know, because, you know, I haven't seen any of them, but they're planning prosperity for everybody. And there's also the other kind of white hats people that are just well-meaning people in the government and industry. And we have some, believe it or not, in the United States, in all these different agencies, FBI, CIA, even health agencies. They're not totally corrupt, and there's some good people in there, but generally not in positions of control, just farther down. And same in the military. I mean, a lot of the military leaders at the top levels are really given over to evil and controlled by blackmail and bribes and the usual stuff. But many of the regular rank and file people, they call them, are really good people who care about humanity and about the populations of their countries. And, you know, I'm sure this is true in every country. There are good people, but mostly in lower positions, because getting into the high positions, they get screened out on purpose, because the people in charge know that it would be a threat to them to have any of these good people in positions of power. Or else occasionally, I guess, they get into a higher position with good intent, but they don't really have a good understanding of what's going on, and they think they're really serving humanity by obeying orders that are complete criminal intent. And so the system doesn't really see them as a serious threat, even though they don't mean harm. But the white hats that I was talking about at the beginning, or at least their leaders, supposedly know all about what's going on, and they're just waiting for the right time. And that right time has been about to happen since, well, probably longer than I know about, but at least the 1990s, I became aware of them. And they were saying, any minute now. And they also talked about this currency reset thing that was going to happen, make everybody prosperous and all the no more financial stress on anybody. It sounded a lot like the United Nations, actually, who's promising the same thing. But the United Nations is visibly moving on their plan, and the white hats are still in the shadows. And if you're a white hat that I'm talking about and you don't want to be in the shadows, come on and communicate. I'll put you on the show and we'll talk. But nobody takes that offer that I know of. And I don't mean people that have just memorized a lot of stuff about white hats and about the currency reset and about the vision of the future from Q or anything like that. I don't really want to spend time with that. I want the real ones, you know, that are in positions of authority in these organizations, and they have direct, they're playing a direct part in the groups that we're talking about, not follower groups that are just believing all this stuff is true, but the real inside groups. And I figure if they're real, and I don't know if they're real, I don't know if they exist. If you're one of the original real white hats, I don't know if you exist. So I think it would be really good to have a talk. And I don't see any benefit in waiting indefinitely to do that, because it's been going on with the announcements that you're about to save everybody for decades and decades. It kind of reminds me of some of the religious organizations that say, Jesus is coming on this date, so you don't have to do anything. It's all taken care of. Just get ready and, you know, pack your bags. You're being taken to the to heaven or wherever the version is that they're talking about. And it sounds very similar to that, that the white hats are about to fix everything so you don't need to do it. That doesn't ring true, okay, because a lot of organizations that have no basis, no credibility are saying the same thing. So I'm inviting real white hats to talk about things normally. Otherwise, the announcement that they've been about to save everybody has been going on for a long time. And the question is, how long do they plan to wait? Is that just the plan to be about to do something indefinitely until it's too late? I don't know. I don't know. They'd have to say. The Q movement stuff is similar, but it's on a much smaller scale and clearly infiltrated, clearly a lot of disinformation. Recently, I heard of announcements from some of the people with good intent that are reporting what they hear from these Q organizations that they said something is going to happen on a certain date. Many of them said in the U.S., for example, Trump was going to be inaugurated on the 20th of January. That was false. That was absolutely false. And then some of them were saying, were told apparently, well, we're just using you for disinformation to mislead the bad guys so that we can complete our strategy. I think that's complete nonsense. Okay, that, I mean, if somebody gave me that kind of information and then said, well, sorry, it was a lie. It was part of our plan, you know. It's just to mislead people by letting them think that your information was true and finding out that later that you were completely unreliable. So basically they're saying, we're sacrificing you as a conduit and they can think that you're a liar so that our plans can move forward. I think that's complete nonsense. And the only way I'd change my mind on that is to be shown that it's not, obviously. I mean, that's kind of the approach of real scientific approach to anything. You stay open-minded. You're happy to be corrected. You don't say, well, this is my point of view and I'm never changing. Or this is a lot of people this week were saying to me, this is my point of view, this is my allegiance, and I'm never looking back, you know, or I'm never changing my mind. I'm never being open to this stupid idea anymore. Well, it's like the people say with certain injectable medical procedures, the science is settled. It's the greatest discovery in human history, and therefore you can never question it. That's anti-science. That's like a new religion, where you just have to believe it, because if you don't believe it, then you're bad and something has to be done to you, something very unpleasant, like, you know, the equivalent of going to hell forever or something like that, because you can't question it. That's not science. It's not logic. It's not real spiritual quest. It's not anything real. It's just nonsense. And so, you know, what I'm inviting people to do, if they're real, I don't want, you know, the people that are just third hand saying, well, yeah, it's true because I heard it and I'm sure it's true because I'm sure. That doesn't go anywhere. And where it's gone recently, in fact, is a lot of complete disinformation. And now part of the excuse is, well, we had to do the disinformation because it misled the bad guys and now we're really in a better position. That is so much garbage, you know. I mean, it makes it look like not only the government and industry and corporations, but some of the so-called other type of organizations that have all this esoteric, mystical information that never comes true, that they're all working together, and it's very possible. But I think there are real ones. I just don't know if they'll talk to us or not. So it's like, it looks, the disinformation campaigns that come from all these sources, they're designed to get people to do some version of trusting the plan. And then when the plan doesn't happen and it all turns out to be false, they say, well, here's the reason it was false. That plan was supposed to be false because it's part of this real plan that's not false. And you have to believe that. And then the same thing happens over again. And It's like some of the people are saying all the bad guys, and when I say bad guys, as I said before, it includes women. Women have proven that they're equal. They can be just as bad as men, okay? So I'm not being sexist or exclusionary here. And some of the followers say, don't worry, all the bad guys have been arrested, and some of them have been executed, and the rest are all in prison or on Guantanamo Bay Island or something like that. And we say, well, wait a minute, I just saw them yesterday on TV, and they were walking in Washington, D.C., and that was where they were. You could tell by the landmarks and everything. And they say, no, that's just to fool you. They're all really executed and out of power. Don't worry, those are just like clones or robots or CGI or something like that. The bad guys have all been arrested already. It's no problem. And what any logical person would say to that, you know, the ones that just want to believe that everything's already taken care of, because we get too emotionally fragile to see what's really going on and respond to it. A logical, rational person who's still a little bit conscious would say, wait a minute, if those are just clones, they're really nasty ones, okay? Or if they're robots, they're still not good, about as bad as the humans that they supposedly replaced. So how is that any better? Because they're still doing all the bad stuff that their originals were before. And I don't know what the excuse would be. I'm not even interested in that kind of stuff. I'd listen to it if there's any, you know, solid basis to it. But I haven't seen any in decades. So I'm inviting them to prove that to be wrong. Not to prove who's right, because that's a stupid waste of time. The real investigation has no ego attached to it at all. It doesn't matter at all who's right. In fact, the person who's wrong should be grateful to be corrected. And I certainly would be. But not through just a, you know, mandate that you have to believe it. That's just really dumb. It's against consciousness. So nobody I've talked to in all the people that are saying, well, everybody bad is already arrested, don't worry about it, it's all taken care of, none of those people that I've talked to has any good answer at all. But I haven't talked to anybody who has any sense of being really on the inside. I mean, some of the higher ups who say they are, anyway, in the Q movement, have come out with stuff that they absolutely predicted, and it's completely wrong. And they obviously don't know. All they're doing is repeating information from somebody else and saying, yeah, I mean, with complete confidence, almost to the point of arrogance, and saying, oh, of course it's true. You know, how can you possibly question it? You don't have the consciousness of the inner movement. It's all garbage. You know, it's a religion. And a religion can't be questioned. That's part of the definition. And you just hope it's true until you finally get there. And then when you get to the inside, depending on what the religion's about, you find out, finally, and then you know. But if you're just repeating what somebody else says, you don't know. And even if you've developed this persona of, you know, being one of the celebrities within the movement, you dig through all that garbage like the Wizard of Oz back and pull the curtain back and the veneer of confidence and all that, and you find out, does this person actually know anything? And if they're just repeating stuff, they don't. And now it's just really becoming obvious. And it's just the beliefs they have that makes them think that everything is okay, and they go on perpetuating that while all the real damage is done. And I'm not condemning them as people, because any of us could fall into that easily. Nobody's above that kind of thing. We've all done really gullible, stupid things. I mean, I've done so much idiotic stuff in my life, I can't believe it. And I think almost everybody's in that position in some way. And humans learn gradually. So I have no condemnation for any of the people I've been describing at all. I'm just pointing out that repeating something is not knowing it. And the reason it matters is because, I don't know if you've noticed, but if you looked around in the real, well, this real like dream world that we're in, it looks like reality. If you've looked around, there's some pretty serious stuff going on and people are really getting hurt. I don't feel too bad for the people that die at once they go through the junk, because they get, the ones I'm thinking of, into a much better situation. The whole death concept is highly misleading. And I'm speaking from memory, not something I'm repeating. So I don't feel bad for them. The people that are left behind, it's really sad because they miss the person that escaped, you know, what they call dying, but finished what they have to do in this lifetime. But the people that are still here, with the ones they call the alive, which is questionable in many cases, they're having a hard time. And it's just my preference. I don't like all of this massive suffering that's going on around us every day. It's so, you know, I was going to say it's unnecessary, but on certain levels, very complex karmic give and take, it may be, it's explainable, and in a way it's kind of necessary, but in a way it's also not necessary. If there were real white hats or people that had the power to cut through the karmic bonds, which I believe that can be done, then we could start healing this situation. And I'll get to that too if we have time a little bit later in the show. This just goes by so fast, I can't cover everything. But these people that are explaining indefinitely why everything is okay and you should trust whatever it is, some version of the plan or something, in spite of the incredible real damage and suffering that's going on. We have in America, I know a lot of you are not in America, but that's where I'm sitting right now. And in America, we have a new CCP agent. President is sitting and setting new records for signing executive orders, destroying America as fast as possible. That's really happening. And I don't know about these videos that I've seen of him sitting in a studio in Southern California or something. He may be, but his orders are being carried out. The pipeline project that was really important for tens of thousands of people working on that job was canceled. All those jobs are gone. The border protections that were starting to be put in place under the previous administration are all canceled. Money for the wall, which is critically important, was all canceled. Trump finally figured out very slowly how to fund that. That's all canceled. So many other things. The climate accord, which is a total scam, that shouldn't, you know, and I'm a devoted environmentalist. I have been since the early 60s. But the climate accord is a complete scam. It's a step toward world tyranny. It's nothing to help the climate or the environment or anything like that. Anyway, this fake president that we've got now is destroying the country and everything else as fast as possible. And I think he knows generally, and I'm not condemning him either. You have to understand, I mean this in a kind of an unusual way. I don't hate anybody, and I don't advocate having that. See, there's so much to say at once. We're frequency generators, and there, any living being is. And all kinds of beings are alive. They just may not be like humans. So our so-called science doesn't recognize them. But we're all putting out frequencies, and they are a signature of emotions and health conditions and all kinds of other stuff like that. And they broadcast at indefinite range. And so we have a responsibility for what we're putting out, because it affects everybody else. And if you put out the frequency of hate, it's just like in the original Star Wars, where if you remember that movie before the crummy later ones happen, in one of the original ones, the evil emperor was telling Luke that he should kill Darth Vader, his father, because Darth Vader was bad, and Luke refused to do it. He said, I know there's good in him. That was super symbolic. And I don't know what George Lucas had in mind, but the end result was something that had deep meaning. And just like Luke turned out to be right, even though Darth Vader looked like he was evil all the way through, just like a lot of our rulers do, and especially the ones that you don't see at the top level of the banking system and way above that, even up to the non-human levels above them. I don't think any of them are intrinsically evil, and everybody thought that Luke was crazy, that Darth Vader was obviously evil. Look at all this terrible stuff he did. Where's the question? And Luke said, no, I see good in him. And it wasn't obvious until the end that Luke was right. And I think that's true of everybody. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't respect the harm that a Darth Vader character can do. They can torture and kill endless numbers of people. And it would be silly to make believe they are not doing that. It's just what I'm suggesting is, while you take defensive and strategic actions as necessary, really important if you're wanting to prevent unnecessary harm, but you understand that the ultimate goal is to free that person from their programming. And we do have the power to do that. It's just dormant right now. And it's a really good time to wake it up. And time is short in this chapter for doing it before it's too late. But our current fake president is, I think, generally aware that all the things that he's signing, the new orders that are going to undo all of the good things that the previous president did under heavy fire all the time. I think the new one is aware that it's destructive and evil, but he doesn't know any of the details. I mean, he said on video signing executive orders, you know, where they hold up the thing and say, oh, here's my signature. Isn't that fantastic? I think he knows generally, but he doesn't know what he's signing. In fact, it's probably a mistake, but he was on video more than once turning to the guy next to him, who's the one who hands him the order that he probably never saw before. And Joe was saying, I don't know what I'm signing, and kind of laughing. And the guy says, don't worry about it, just sign it. And he did. And that's what's going on. He's just being used as a figurehead, and convenient because he has very little idea what's going on. He's just totally given over to serving evil. He just doesn't know the details because he long ago got swamped in that. Anybody, though, in my view, and I've been looking at this for many decades, is possible to rescue out of that tar pit, including him. And they're all great people at the base. And I know most people would think I'm totally insane for thinking that, but you don't have to agree with me, of course. I mean, this free speech is the whole point, you know, not restricting it, not censorship, not anything like that. We're on the same team. And the kind of debate that I believe in is where the debaters realize, yeah, we're on the same team. That's a useful debate. And they really listen to each other, not with the idea to prove the other guy's an idiot. That's not a really good debate. It might be entertainment, like World Wrestling Federation or something like that, but it's not useful for the important things that we got to get done right now. The good debates are when the people realize they're on the same team, they're both humans, or, you know, they have common ground, and they're trying to figure out what's true. And the one who turns out to be wrong about what's true says, thank you, now I'm a step closer to understanding what's true. That's normal. The thing of defending your point of view and say, I'll never change, I'll never look back, this is my point of view, this is the group I believe I am allegiance to, that's the end of coherent discussion. That's just for those that want to keep arguing indefinitely. And that's not going to heal our situation. So I'm saying, whatever label you might have or group that you might be in, leave it open. Because if it turns out to be true, it's going to be true. And nobody else's statements about it can change that at all. So you really don't have to worry about it. No need to be defensive at all. And there's no ego in science or spiritual quest or wanting to learn. If you let ego get in the way to just defend your position, whatever it is, you just stop learning until you quit doing that. So I suggest quit doing it now, and we can function on a much higher level. Doesn't matter who's right about anything. This matters that we get there, you know, soon, hopefully. So some people in the Q and other movements like that have said, well, yeah, all these terrible things that are being signed into action by these executive orders, which are actually happening, whether he's in a studio in Los Angeles or in the White House, it doesn't matter, because they're being acted on, they're being enforced. And these people are saying, well, it's just to let everything play out, and it's going to expose all the bad guys so Americans and others will understand, and then we can fix things and it'll be possible. And there's some logic in that. You know, like if the whole society thinks that you try to expose the truth about the pandemic or about international trade or about the banking situation or about the suppressed free energy technology that's been available for more than 100 years and it's just being hidden on purpose. If you try to expose those things and everybody thinks you're crazy and attacks you, it's like the analogy of the crab fisherman on the pier in the ocean, over the ocean, you know, and he's pulling out crabs, putting them in a bucket because he's going to kill them and eat them. That's the whole point of fishing for crabs. And the crabs are in the bucket there, and they could, if they were smart enough, they could climb out and maybe fall off the pier and get back into the ocean, where I'm sure they would rather be. And instead of that, if one crab starts crawling out of the bucket, and I've seen this too, the other crabs grab on that crab and pull it back in, so they all have to die. And before you say, well, those crabs are so stupid, I mean, they're only crabs and everything. No, they're as smart as humans. You know, the humans are doing that now. They're turning each other in for non-crimes, for questioning authority, which is the basis of all freedom. And I don't know, maybe it's an insult to the crabs to compare. Maybe they're actually a lot more advanced than we are. But on video, you can see all these incidents of people. Somebody will question the mask wearing or something like that. The other people will pull them back into it and say, and try and intimidate them through fear that they can't question anything like that. And in fact, the people that run social media and regular, you know, corporate TV and newspapers and radio, they're like the biggest crabs pulling everybody back in, because they find somebody that posts something good on social media or tries it, like in an interview on television, to say something good, which I've seen people try to do that, and they get shut down immediately. That's the big crab pulling the other crabs back in. And so I agree with the statement that the previous president made that was very honest and brave. He said the media is the enemy of the American people. It absolutely is. And of course, the commercial media was coming on the air and saying, the media is not the enemy of the American people. It could never do that. All we want to do is serve you and bring you the best of news. We're just saving you from misinformation. Yeah, we're in a serious situation right now. So the question is, if they're letting things play out and waiting for the exact right time to set everything right and arrest all the perpetrators and stuff like that, question is exactly how long do they intend to wait until they think enough is exposed? I guess if they really wanted to let the earth be all life on earth be completely destroyed, then it would really be played out, right? It would all be exposed. And I don't feel bad about being irreverent to those guys. That there's no ego in this. The stakes are way too high. So there's nobody to worry about offending. My intent is not to be offending anybody anyway. I have no interest in that at all. That's like going back to nursery school when you're supposed to be in, college is completely corrupt now. I can't use that analogy, but you know what I'm trying to say. You're supposed to be a grown-up, and you're playing like, you know, it'd be an insult to healthy kindergartners, they're probably way ahead of where most of us are playing around now. But I'm serious, if they let the complete destruction of all life on Earth happen, then it would be really obvious what happened, right? And then it would be safe to roll out the truth. That's the kind of absurdity that it looks like is happening. How much playing out is enough? And I understand the psychological desire of everybody to believe that everything's fine, because everybody wants to feel good, and that is a basic life instinct. It's what allows life to continue. It's just that it takes a lot of time and experience and learning to know not to try to feel good through destroying yourself. You know, you try to do it with toxic drugs and junk like that. It doesn't have a very good result, but the motivation is understandable. If you try to find ways to feel good that don't hurt you, and also that don't hurt anybody else, you know, like the perpetrators, the bad guys trying to feel good and powerful by hurting and killing everybody, that's not smart on their part. That's not smart at all. You know, you guys who are doing that, you're anywhere from the monitors who are in charge of censoring all of us up to high-level bankers that are doing very unpleasant ceremonies at night and all over the U.S. and all over the world, these bad things are going on. You're not being very intelligent to do that. Because even though there's a rush of power over the people that you're abusing, the results on you, on yourself, end up being catastrophic. Because there's a law of nature that your bosses kind of forgot to mention. I'm sure it was just they ran out of time, right, in the telling you what was going on. That whatever we do intentionally to harm somebody else or to help them comes back to us multiplied. And that's not a religion. That's not a belief system. It really happens. And it's just that it's often missed because there's a time lag. You know, like the bad effect from some terrible drug might not happen instantly, but it's still from that drug. And what comes to us in our lives that's difficult or seems like some big boon from somewhere, the roots of it are real. And maybe we can't guarantee that no more bad results will come back on a time lag, but we can start planting good seeds exclusively from now on if we understand how that works. And anybody that is given over to, you know, high-level bankers, I keep thinking of, but there are people in all these industries and certainly in media. If you're working to control elections and cut out free speech and do all these bad things in the name of getting rid of the wrong information, it's a big mistake on your part. And most of you probably aren't open enough to even consider that. But if anybody is, you should think about it, because it's a mistake and you can change it anytime you want. So wanting to feel good, which is motivating absolutely everybody, as far as I can tell, the good guys, the bad guys, and everybody, it's a good thing. It can lead you back to the forgotten original state that we came from, in harmony with the real source of life that people call God, the ultimate permanent way to feel good, harmonizing with that. Or it can lead you into counterfeit mirages and addictions with really terrible side effects that you don't need to do. Not what we really want. The convenient, quick, easy, suicidal ways to feel good that are a bad choice. And it takes humans a long time to learn that, usually. Stop falling into the traps and trusting the plan that looks like one of those to me. How long are we supposed to let evil play out to expose itself to everyone? I think it's long enough. I think it's past long enough. So if there's any white hats out there that are real, let's see them. Communicate. There's no reason not to. Because while all this is playing out, in quotes, the public is getting crushed. And now millions of people are getting injected with a special mix of poisons designed to permanently corrupt their DNA and maybe kill most of them over the next months or years, some right away. Is that going to make everything clear? So that the population will go, no, it's going to make people unable to think. I mean, part of the reason for the treatment is to eliminate dissent, the dream of the rulers, no more dissenters. So who's going to heal everybody that's been permanently damaged by all this waiting and trusting the plan? That's a question that I'd like to hear the answer to. And the same thing could be asked of the older type white hats that are supposed to have the vast stores of gold hidden by the secret societies in China or somewhere, wherever the huge amount of gold is supposed to be, whatever secret society that's supposed to be, and planning to come and rescue everybody, arresting and removing all the bad guys and bringing back prosperity and freedom. One thing to remember, there's a lot of flaws in that story, even though it's gotten lots of followers over the years and sites updating you on, yeah, it's really about to happen now, but then the next month when it didn't happen, well, now it's really about to happen. And, I was watching those for a while, a long time ago. One thing to remember out of many is that even if that were resources that they did have, dumping a massive amount of gold into circulation would not make everybody rich. I mean, the economic knowledge base is really low in the general public because we've been taught that economics is too hard to understand, that it's not common sense. It's like only teams of scientists can tell you the truth about it. That's total nonsense. Any field of knowledge you can learn. You have brilliance inside you. You've just been convinced that you're not, and you can get it back if you get all the programming out. So dumping a whole bunch of gold into society would not make anybody rich, because all it would do is change the natural scarcity of gold, which has a certain value because it's hard to mine. It takes a bunch of work and investment capital and machinery and time and effort. If you dump huge amounts of it into society, it lowers the value relative to the commodities and services available. So prices in gold skyrocket if that happens. It doesn't make anybody rich. It's not some kind of fantastic, wonderful economic reset like they talked about long before the current reset discussions were going on. For real prosperity, which is what I think we definitely should have, you absolutely must have freedom, individual freedom, and an incentive to work and produce things and be creative. If everybody's just sitting around rich and waiting for production that's not nobody's doing, you all starve to death, okay? It's not that great. And we've really been led in complete deception. If we let the current rulers continue destroying production, which the current pandemic is designed to do, and it's a very successful pandemic, just in case you're wondering, it's a longer process after that to bring any real prosperity back. And if everyone has massive amounts of gold, then the value of gold approaches zero. And all you have is this heavy stuff to carry around that's not worth anything. That's the result of dumping the gold into circulation all at once. It would be suspended as a medium of exchange. This is like really basic, low-level common sense stuff. And the people have been waiting for years for the gold to be released. I mean, it's not logical at all. So they called it a currency reset, and now the evil rulers from World Economic Forum are calling it a great reset, but they are serious about their plan. It's not based on fantasy. And they're describing it a little bit differently, like you have to give up all your private property. First, they get you buried in debt, which has been happening now, and it's happening quickly, not just for students, but for everybody with credit cards and bank loans and mortgages they can't pay and, borrowing from any source. A lot of us have fallen into that in really, unintelligent ways because we didn't know any better. But what the rulers are saying is they'll forgive all the debt and just take it away, no matter who you owe the money to. And they said they'll take care of it for you. and give you universal basic income, so you won't even ever have to work or do anything like that. But universal basic income is a horrible weapon against society. It's not a good thing at all. And why? Because of one word, conditional. You get your universal basic income, and also because of amount, it's not going to be enough to really do anything but survive. But you don't get any of it if you go against what the rulers want. And it involves total surveillance for your supposed protection, constant disease testing, which is probably contaminated with all kinds of surveillance micro devices and nanotech and stuff like that. Restricted travel, rewards for turning in other people for disobeying, internal nanotech to check your body functions and also to receive signals to change body functions remotely. They have that now. Home visits, removal of children for any reason. And they guarantee you'll be happy, though, through either drug use that's mandated or internal signals electronically if needed. It's just not a friendly plan. I got to go through this quick because we're almost out of time here, and I've got more I wanted to tell you. So I'd be interested in talking to anyone, if you're out there, of the real white hats, not somebody who's memorized a bunch of Q stuff. I have no interest in that. I mean, real people in positions of power that intend to do something good. That would be worth a discussion if you're up to it. So get in touch with me if you exist, and we'll see where it should go. And you can tell me why it had to wait this long and how much longer it has to wait. Because I want to know how long you plan to wait. And do you understand that releasing thousands of tons of gold suddenly is not going to help anybody? Okay, and I think this has been misleading for a long time. It just makes gold cheaper, and individual freedom is the essential. Because without government trespassing on that, but individual freedom does have a caveat. It's not total freedom, and this goes with consciousness. Individuals would impose this caveat on themselves if they're conscious, and if they're not conscious, no system is going to work. It's not, you know, people talk about, oh, America as a constitutional republic is a constitutional republic. That's no guarantee of anything. If you have a constitutional republic, which we do on paper right now, and you have it controlled by people with really bad intentions, or if the Constitution itself is written in a way that says you can do all kinds of terrible things, that can be in a constitution. And just because it's in a constitution, that's not a good system. And so the benefit of the American Constitutional Republic is that the founders had some really good insights. They knew about freedom. There's some things they missed because they didn't know what the future would be. But the individual freedom part and the limited government having to be restrained from doing evil things, that was really wise of them at that time. But the caveat that hopefully is imposed by most people on themselves is you can't trample on the right of other people. You don't have the freedom to do that. That's not legitimate freedom. And I'm not saying anything's bad about corporations. They're not intrinsically bad at all. Corporation does not equal evil. You could start a corporation to do something good whenever you want. But they have the same caveats as individuals, same limitations. No trampling on people's rights, freedom, privacy, etc. They're not allowed to corrupt the genetic code of the whole planet. You know, that's kind of what GMOs do. That's a whole program in itself. Read Jeffrey Smith and other people like that. They're not allowed to use the ploy of becoming an essential monopoly and then use it for enslavement after wiping out all the competition. And saying, well, we're just a private business, so we can do anything. That's what the corporate media and other online suppliers are doing now. And they're about to do some really nasty stuff unless this is turned around. They're not allowed to do, corporations or individuals aren't allowed to do ridiculous crimes like spraying the atmosphere, raining down on the world with poison and dimming the sun that's like a major crime, not just against humanity, but against all life on the earth. And it's not a legitimate part of freedom. They're not allowed to produce biological weapons. They have no legitimate use. Because you can't get, even if you make a really good one, you can't control it. You could maybe wipe out a whole race, but you can't use it for any even legitimate warfare goal. It was outlawed in the U.S. in 1989 on an agreement that was written by Francis Boyle that we've had on the show a long time ago. And they're not allowed to produce food with poison in it. That's not a nice thing to do. You can't do that to make profit. In a free country, that's not one of the freedoms. Most of the big food companies are doing it every day, big ag companies. They're not bad because they're corporations. They're bad because they have no moral standards at all. They're not allowed to use known harmful frequencies, like in the telecom industry and wireless devices. They're not allowed to kill free speech like big tech and corporate media do every day. They're not allowed to kill freedom as the health freedom as the medical industry is doing every day. I'm trying to talk fast because I'm trying to skip through this. They're not allowed to be in the business of killing unborn babies for profit, chopping them up and selling the parts. That's not a really nice thing to do. Okay, it's not ethical at all. And our government actually supports that business right now on a huge scale. And it's getting bigger. It's likely to get a lot bigger under the present administration, too, in the name of women's rights, which is a really bad joke. It has nothing to do with legitimate rights at all. Even children of rape victims who escape being killed by abortion are on video in deep gratitude as adults for not being murdered. I mean, if you see that and you're still partially human, it becomes clear it's not a theoretical issue. It's about life and death. Again, any real secret society white hats are really invited to make contact, talk about the real plans, and have a real discussion, not a bunch of stuff that keeps changing every time that what they say doesn't happen. And what about the current version of white hats? You know, people out there, billionaires, if billionaires like Trump, but with a positive intent, not just the money. And I still say that, yeah, his intent was positive. A lot of people really hate me for that. They say, what? Trump's evil. He's, you know, he was totally, no. It's not logical. Those people can't have an open discussion because they're so angry. They're so hateful of Trump. They think they're on the other side, but they're just like the media hating Trump because they hate Trump because he's evil and they hate him. And that's about the extent of their, you know, reasoning. And not everybody is black or white. Trump made some hideous mistakes. But some of the things he did do that are being undone as quick as possible right now show his intent. And I'm not talking about him at the moment. I'm saying if there are people out there that have the money like he does, and good intent, and they want to do something good, and they have a lot more consciousness, and they don't have these gaping holes in their understanding. You know, like Trump fell 100% for the lockdowns, taking on the responsibility for killing a lot of the world. Horrible, horrible crime against humanity. I'm just saying he didn't. His motive was not evil, but the damage is just as bad. And it needs to be reversed, and it's going in the wrong direction right now. You know, he gave authority to criminal medical operatives. He supported GMOs. He supported 5G, Internet of Things. He was belligerent toward Russia, ignoring great offers to cooperate that were made when his first campaign was happening. Those should have been accepted, you know. Russia's been doing some really good things, and it was demonized by his enemies, and he fell for it and went along with it. That was a really bad mistake, and he hired enemies out of misplaced respect for conventional status of people and the so-called great companies. So I don't know anybody who's so flawless and all-conscious to condemn anybody who's doing, really, I was going to say condemn anybody who's trying their best, but to condemn anybody, that's not the consciousness we're after. Any of these people, even the bad ones, could be us if we were subject to their programming. So there's no room for arrogance, condemnation, hatred of anybody. It's a waste of energy. We've got important stuff to do. You know, hating anybody is stupid. So taking defensive measures is necessary, but hating them is spiritually suicidal. It's not a good idea. So unconditional love is a lot stronger and wiser. And it's like he who hasn't done anything wrong throw the first stone. It's really worth remembering and doing. Unconditional love lets your consciousness become clear. And then, because what we need are solutions. So where are, my question is, where are the current good billionaire men and women who want to help and heal the world before it's too late? Where are you? And do you have the courage? Are you out there, or are you just going to blow away your opportunity, ignore your responsibility? And I say heal the world, I don't mean falling for the fake environmental garbage that says give up your freedoms to fight climate change. That's just showing our complete lack of any intelligence and logic, and the fact that we're still asleep, because real environmental issues and environmentalism is still essential. Taking care of and healing the life support system of the planet, it should be common sense, and it's urgent now, but not the environmental scams that are going to be pushed, are being pushed on everybody as a reason to give up your freedoms. And that's the fake environmentalism that we're seeing now. So I'm not talking about to billionaires in America or anywhere in the world who are not, or I am talking to billionaires in America, anywhere in the world, who are not hypnotized zombies like so many of us are now. I'm just asking, where are you? There's an urgency in the work that needs to be done. You need to be brave enough to come out. And I know the dangers of it, but you have to do it anyway, because the danger is they're trying to exterminate life on the planet. That's the program that the current rulers are part of. So if you're brave enough to do the work in yourself and outside, you have the resources. That gives you a great responsibility. If you're sitting there holding the resources, you're not going to be here forever anyway. And every minute that you're sitting there with those resources and not making the best use of them is time wasted. So anybody that's brave enough to communicate on that, I want to hear from you. Even if you're in a position where you've gotten trapped to some degree in evil, you can change it. The so-called contracts that promise your soul to the devil, or whatever impressive words they want to use, they're all fake. You can take those back anytime you want, and nothing can be done to stop that. You can do massive good from inside whatever positions you're in. Get in contact if you're willing to do something. And it's not selfless on your part at all, because you save your own life in the process. I'd say that's good self-benefit. And for the rest of us regular people, I think we have the same degree of responsibility. So I'm encouraging us all to break out of the death-oriented fake health drug dealer industry, get our health back as much as we still can, even if we've done some damage already and gone along with the medical industry in its destructive aspect. Learn how to heal things and do it on yourself, and then do the internal work where the real power is waiting. You can reawaken your own forgotten normal state and abilities and use them to heal yourself, and it affects everybody else around you on your own or with our effort, which is planetaryhealingclub.com. Write that down if you don't know about it, planetaryhealingclub.com. And if you have questions about it, you're free to contact us on the contact forms on lostartsradio.com. Regular people, start the work now. There's no circumstance where it's worth putting that off. And for the billionaires and above, I'm challenging all of you, if any of you out there recognize your responsibility to do something good in whatever way is appropriate to you, I'd really like to get some communication going. No fake people will check you out, but we're also showing up on new platforms that you need to be aware of, because some of this information may be enough to get us disappeared off the major platforms. We're on Telegram. Telegram right now, thanks to Doug, and also to help us stay visible. Please share the articles and videos as much as you can. They're being shadow banned heavily. Get on the new platforms now so that you're not tempted to just say, oh, well, they're gone. We have no contact anymore. Stay in touch, mainly at lostartsradio.com. If you've got resources and you want to keep us able to do our work and get some of the projects going, like our school that are on hold because the funds aren't there, support us on the level that you can. If you have a lot of money, consider it too. Donate on lostartsradio.com or lostartsresearchinstitute.org, our nonprofit, or subscribestar.com/lostartsradio, whatever you want. That would be really appreciated if you're in a position where you're able to help us keep going. Please do it. But even if you're not, if you share the shows, if you think they're worthwhile, that would be appreciated too, because the whole point is to turn around the direction that things are going in our world right now. It doesn't have to keep being like this. We have, our rulers want to show us the potential of hell on earth, and I don't think we need to see that any more than we already have. It can be the opposite. It can be like heaven on earth for our brief stay here, and much better for the kids and the other generations that are coming. Get nature back to health, including us. So that's my suggestion. And remember the Sunday shows. We've got inspiring people and organizations coming on tomorrow and every Sunday. I want your feedback. This is the only reason we're taking the time to do this, is to try to remind everybody and support each other that no, things don't have to be bad. Everything is not lost. In fact, in the end, we're guaranteed that everybody will be okay. But I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait for things to play out in quotes forever. I'd like to turn it around right soon, and I think we can do that. You're one of the key players in the whole thing, and you may have been convinced that you're just a regular old person and can't do anything. That's completely fake. That's a lie. It's the programming of the mind that makes you feel limited. Learn how to break out of that on your own or with friends, planetaryhealingclub.com, however you want to do it, and get the quality of your life back and your ability to make a big change and help the healing of this planet that we live on at the moment. It would really be appreciated. We need your help. And that's about it. Stay in touch, lostartsradio.com. You'll know where we can still be seen if you stay in touch with that. You can subscribe to brighteon.com and other places that we're showing up now, BitChute and places like that. And let us know what you think, and we'll be in touch with you. Hope you have a good rest of the weekend and have a good week, and we'll talk to you soon. See you back here shortly.